Hello and welcome to the D&D podcast, DimensionDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about anything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons, Parallel Kingdoms, Red Tower, and various other online games that we've enjoyed. I think Kano's favorite right now is Mysteria Legacy. And I think that's where Kano and I diverge in games, because I play Mabinugi. Well, you know, he can play Mysteria Legacy on his phone. He doesn't really have time to sit down in front of a computer and play. I suppose if I was in the same circumstances, I'd probably be playing a game called Iruna instead. But there you go. What can you say? Well, received a text from saying he's going to start at 8 o'clock. And I did my best to get here as quickly as possible, and that was approximately 4 minutes late for the regular podcast time. So I'm guessing since he was starting at 8, he's probably already hung up because he had to go do something. So you're getting a double dose of monologue. I'm willing to bet that his monologue is better than my monologue. Meanwhile, long browser. Yeah, I keep downloading that to upgrade this, and you don't do the upgrade. Yeah, I've got two browsers. Firefox apparently decided to stop supporting most of the add-ons. And, well, there's a lot of add-ons that I use that they just stopped supporting. And I just can't operate without them. You know, like, restore previous session. And so now I've got two browsers that I use. Well, three. I'm trying to learn how to use the Tor browser. Really can't do much with that yet. I don't know enough about it. But really, I should make an effort because it's a privacy issue thing. All right. Granted, I have read up on Tor. A lot of things I want to do on a browser, I can't do on a Tor browser anyway, because they have problems with bandwidth. And some of the things I do are high bandwidth. So it wouldn't be appropriate for me to do it on Tor anyway. But anyway, so since Firefox stopped supporting these things, I went out and looked for browsers that continue to support these things, and I found two. And one's called WaterFox, and the other one is CyberFox. So, you know, go figure. They're based on the original open source Firefox backbone, whatever. But they both took different approaches. I don't know. They seem about equal to me. My complaint was CyberFox keeps saying, you know, there's a new update available and says, you know, click here to download. And I download it, and it doesn't install. And so every time I fire up, it tells me that 52.7.4 update is available. I'm not going to bother trying to download it this time. Anyway. The whole reason why I wanted to go on here is because I wanted to fire up Discord. The website's discordapp.com. That's discordapp.com. And I've created a DD&D channel. A David and David channel, I should stand corrected. Which I figure would be good for communication for both the Demented Dungeons and Dragons podcast and for the StopGovStop podcast as well. Since you'll be able to make comments on there. Even when we're not online. But I see nobody's using it except for, Balderdash and I. By the way, I am Balderdash. Balderdash Dump. So I'm the only two people using it. So let's see now. Well, yeah, this is interesting. So, Brightside apparently has a YouTube channel. And they put out a lot of stuff. And one of them they put out, there's a picture of somebody putting a penny into the latch of a door. And I'm telling you, they'd have to be pretty darn quick to pull this off to make it effective for what the article says it's for. Basically, they go over a bunch of safety issues, parking and parking lots and stuff like that. And some of it's reasonable. Some of it's a little off the wall. One of the things they suggested, how do I explain this? All right, apparently there's some thieves out there. They don't steal your car. They duplicate your VIN number and this sounds a bit far-fetched to me, but okay, this is the way it's explained in the video, or at least to my understanding. They'll duplicate your VIN number. They'll go out and rent another car that's the same make and model and year as yours. And they will remove the VIN number from that car and put in a copy of your VIN number into that car. Now, it's a rental car. So they rent it. They switch out the VIN number. They sell it. They steal back the car that they sold. Remove the fake VIN number and put in the original VIN number and then return it to the rental company. Anyway, so of course the person who just bought the car will report it stolen. All right. And you'll get caught driving that stolen car. Because it's yours. okay. Is it possible? Yeah. Are they really doing that? I don't know. I don't think so. Kind of hard for me to believe. Anyway, I got that up on the David Discord channel. Free land. It was an interesting article. There's a bunch of catches to it. Sure, they'll give you land for free. They'll give you houses for free, whatever. If you're a business, they'll definitely give you land for free. What they want, though, is for you to pay the taxes. And they want you to bring more economy to the area. And they'll probably lay some obligations and stuff on you. So it isn't exactly free. You know, so it's, you just didn't have to pay a mortgage. You just have to pay some excessively high taxes in order to keep it. I don't know. It depends on the, you know, the deals are out there. I go ahead and watch that video. It's on YouTube. A guy named John posted J-O-N, and the exact title is How to Claim Free Land in America. I wasn't too impressed by it. Let's see, now what else I got here. An interesting t-shirt. I kind of like it. Not sure I'll pay the full price for one, but I could see where I could easily get one made up myself. Compost your enemies. What? Oh, no, I wasn't referring to you. I was talking about the weeds in my garden. Yeah, I could just see wearing that into the courtroom and tell the judge you're nothing but a weed. You're a blemish on the garden of humanity. It's time to compost you. Ouch. Yeah, they'll send you through the grinder and compost you real quick if you said something like that. Facebook. All right, folks. Here goes a live on broadcast test. Going to Facebook. I really don't like Facebook. And so I'm kind of glad they're giving me a hard time. But I've got a couple of friends. This is the only way they communicate with anybody. They don't even have a phone. They've got internet. I have an old account that I've used forever. For whatever reason, they blocked it. They want me to go through some rigmarole. Let's see now. Your account has been disabled. For more information, if you think the account was disabled by mistake, please visit the help center. Go to the help center or download your information. All righty. Let's take a screen capture of this. Okay. Download my information. you can download a copy of your Facebook information, even if your account is disabled. To start the process, click Create File. Your file is being processed. We'll let you know when it's complete so you can download it to your preferred device. Anyway, yeah, I will proceed through all this neat stuff. They want too much personal information. All right. And what riles me is they demand it. You know, I'll give anybody my phone number. But I really don't like giving out my email when it's demanded. And it's not really necessary for the person who's asking for it to have it in order to give me an account. When they demand my phone number the same way, I won't give it. All right? So, you know, you guys out there, I'll tell you right out. My phone number is 417-876-7288. Feel free to call me anytime. I might not answer after, you know, 9, 10 o'clock at night. And if my phone service is bad, I might not even know that you called. I live out in the country, so my phone service is kind of erratic, you know. I might not know that you called at all. So, but Facebook's demanding my phone number. And they want a picture of me for their own private files. All right. Well, their own policies say that anything you submit to them belongs to them. Well, they're not allowed to own an image of me. So, we're at an impasse. You know, it's their house. It's their website. They can say no. You may not get on our website without first submitting a picture for us to own. And my response is, well, tough. If you want me to use your services, you're gonna let me get on without all that stuff. So, this is interesting, though. I wonder what legal procedure forced them to have to create this file that they're creating for me. So, I'll be curious to see what all's in it, because I just created this account. Anyway, I might just back up during the podcast and go through their help desk, try to set up the account. That could always be interesting. Let's see now. Huh. That's very odd. There we go. All right, so I'm loading up Demented Dungeons and Dragons so I can read the disclaimer. It's definitely tick season. Yes, folks. Every time I get to the dorm, I am crawling with ticks. It is not pleasant. Bees are the answer. You know where to go. Disclaimer in the sidebar. Yeah. I think that's the shortened one. I might have to read it. Well, he's got in every page. Yeah, podcast, home phone, tweet, number, Twitter. Oh. You can tweet our podcast. Yay. Mm-hmm. Well, here it goes. Demented Dungeons and Dragons. Written disclaimer. Legal notice. This is not our full disclaimer, for there is not enough room to write such a disclaimer. This podcast may be very controversial. Actually, it is. I need to explain why there's not enough room to write the disclaimer. The whole reason we're even writing a disclaimer in the first place is because the greater majority of humanity does not use common sense. And the judges on our land, who are supposed to be paid to enforce common sense, enforce just the opposite. If you were supposed to be thinking for yourself, which is what our disclaimer tells you you should do, and we failed to tell you that you're supposed to be thinking for yourself, the courts will turn around and say, hey, this guy is encouraging disobedience, sedition. I have to look up that word. Both in a vernacular and legal sense. Because just off the top of my head, it'd probably be a good thing for everybody to encourage sedition. Because we're not supposed to rule ourselves, you know, we're not supposed to have one man ruling a bunch of men. We're all supposed to be ruling ourselves. If anything, the governments of the world commit seditions because they violate God's law and encourage you to do the same. And as one writer put it, I believe it would be Brother Gregory, but I'm not sure. I hope he doesn't sue me for attributing something to him that he didn't say. You can't have a tyrant ruling you unless you are a nation of tyrants. That is to say, you want to run around and tell your neighbor how to live his life. And so, since you're not a strong enough tyrant to do that on your own, when a tyrant comes along that says he can do that for you, you'll vote for him. And if indeed he can do that to your neighbor, he's going to turn around and do it to you. He'll do it to your neighbor, too. So he'll get what you asked for. But the flip side of that is, it's got to be done to you, too. You know, so basically, you're a weak, you know, democracies are a bunch of weak-willed tyrants voting for some strong-willed tyrants. When you tell your neighbor this is the way you must live, you're a goddamn communist. You're a godless little son of a bitch. So what are we going to do with you? All right. So, yeah, so here's our disclaimer. And, you know, we can't write the whole thing because, quite frankly, there's too much crap that too many people are out there doing where they should be using their common sense. But, no, I heard it on this podcast. And I'm not going to take the blame. I'm going to turn around and blame them for my actions. And you know, there's judges out there. They're perfectly happy to distribute the blame. It's like they might not let you off, but they'll gladly go and get the podcaster and say, hey, you're encouraging bad behavior. We're going to throw you in jail too. So basically all our podcast says is, all our disclaimer says is use your own good judgment. Use your own good common sense and take the blame for your own actions. Don't blame us just because you heard it from us. We don't know all things. You don't know all things. If you're in doubt on something, go find somebody who knows something about it and try to get filled in, which in a way is what we're trying to do for you here, but it's still ultimately for you to decide what's right and what isn't. So here it goes. This is not our full disclaimer. Where there's not enough room to write such a disclaimer. This podcast is very controversial. This podcast may be very controversial. Actually, it is. This podcast is our personal opinions, our views and our beliefs. This podcast is for educational and or entertainment purposes only. Our opinions and religious beliefs are our own. Most of this is all hearsay evidence and is not admissible in court. Our firsthand knowledge is your hearsay evidence. and you should always go and do your own homework. We are not necessarily encouraging you to overthrow any terroristic, tyrannical, de facto governments, medical establishments, fast food franchises, any religious or non-religious 501c3s, or anything of that matter. We do encourage you to not feed the beast. We do encourage you to love your neighbor, your community, and your homeland. We do encourage you to do what is right when it is right, because it is right. Excuse me. We do encourage you to protect your de jure government, your sovereignty, and your freedoms, and your liberties, and those same freedoms and liberties for your neighbor, your community, your people, and your homeland. The Lord gave you free will. Please use it wisely. Pray it forward. Pray for others as you would like them to pray for you. Love others as you would want them to love you. Please read 1 Corinthians 13. We practice God's medicine, not man's medicine. Any nutritional statements heard on this podcast is just our research and or experience. Most of them may not be accepted by the FDA under the New World Order rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines. We are not allowed to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. But we cannot cure you, nor can your doctor. Only you can heal yourself. Disease is a result of a nutritional deficient environment. Feed your body right, and your body will cure itself. Man and or other animals. We are not man animals, as described in FDA, state and federal regulations under the U.S. Code, Title 15, Chapter 2, Subchapter 1, Subsection 55, Parts B and D, and U.S. Code, Title 21, Chapter 9, Subchapter 2, Subsection 321, Part F, and so forth. This podcast is not made for animals. This podcast is only for certain humans made in God's image, endowed by God with certain inalienable rights. If you are an animal, this podcast isn't necessarily for you. Please tell your human about us. Yeah. I could probably go on and on and on and on just based on this. About middle of the disclaimer, it mentions protect your de jure government, your sovereignty, and your freedoms and your liberties, and those same freedoms and liberties for your neighbor and your community and your people and your homeland. A lot of people think they have rights devoid of responsibility. It doesn't work that way. Truth is, your freedoms and liberties are best protected by you fulfilling your duties, the ones that you usually turn over to government to do for you. You really shouldn't do that, because when you turn those duties over to some other person, some other agency, you're giving them your rights, and you're giving them up. And, you know, it may sound reasonable. You know, because, well, I can't raise an army. Well, yes, you can. You can be an army of one. And you know, your army of one can work in conjunction with your neighbor's army of one. You can literally get together and train together and learn how to defend your area. And you know, you can do a better job of it than any military. Well, you can't right now. Because, well, maybe some of you have, but for the most part, you haven't. Most of you have not bothered to figure out what your training area is like. You know, you can go camping at the local campgrounds and go exotic places around the state or around the continent. And go camping there. But may I suggest to you that you go camping locally? You know? You got some neighbor with a farm? You know, talk to him. Say, hey, I'd like to rent this field for a weekend. Or how about, let's camp here Saturday and Sunday, and we'll come out on Friday and help you out on your farm. You know? So you get to know the guy, and you get to know a bit more of the local landscape. You know, where the creeks run and where the bridges are and how the roads run. And maybe you'll start noticing that, you know, hey, there's a couple of old bridges in my county that the county has condemned. And that bottlenecks traffic to this point right here. And, gee, all they'd have to do is put up some roadblocks, and next thing you know, they have control of the whole county from three checkpoints. Wouldn't have noticed that unless I looked around, you know? You know, you let the state do the road maintenance for you. Really not a whole lot you can do about that, but you can go around and count your culverts and, you know, see what the conditions of the roads are and maybe look over those old bridges, those old condemned bridges, and, you know, might find out the county might sell them real cheap to somebody as long as they took responsibility for them, which, you know, you might not want to do because, you know, we do live surrounded by a litigious society. Might be more trouble than it's worth, but, you know, might be easier to fix a bridge than it would be to build a new one. Granted, if the county caught on that you were fixing it and the local military found out that you fixed it, if there's trouble, it might get taken away from you. knows? But all the same, your rights and your liberties are directly related to your responsibilities. And if you're taking care of your responsibilities, then your rights and liberties, your freedoms, are kind of automatic. Really, that part of our disclaimer should probably read, protect your responsibilities. Because you know, as a kid, you lived in your mom and dad's house. And, or at least you lived in somebody's house who was superior to you, whether it was an institution or an actual family. Hopefully you were not unfortunate enough to be stuck in an institution, which, you know, something the state likes to do now. They like to grab children and stick them in institutions because mom and dad weren't doing what Uncle Sam liked. Wasn't teaching the state religion. Wasn't wasn't encouraging the bad behavior the state wants encouraged. Wasn't applying the drugs the state was requiring you to apply to those children. So all they need was a good excuse, and they'll take your kids away. Okay, lost track of where I was at. Maybe I need some drugs. Anyway, so hopefully you were fortunate enough to grow up in an actual family. I think nowadays most people still do, but most people go to public school, so in a way you are kind of stripped away from your family as a result. But at least you get to see them in the evening. Yeah, I don't know. Should I bail? I've been at this for 48 minutes and I got no co-host. Maybe. I got a friend who's having trouble with the local town. He lives right on the edge of town. He does not have city water, does not have city sewer. The town does pay the local sheriff to have a deputy drive around town. Instead of hiring their own police. So they do provide some sort of police force. But what it boils down to, apparently the local mayor has gotten a wild hair. Leave gender out of this, up their rear end, up their ass. and has decided that anybody they think is ugly, as far as their property goes, needs to be harassed. And that's pretty typical. And you know, I don't like looking at your garbage pile. But I don't have to live next to you either. All right? So until I decide to pack up and leave, it's really my choice that I'm looking at your mess. Okay? Now, if I got a problem with your mess, and I don't want to move, that's not your fault. But if I want something done about it, maybe I should go over and talk to you and offer to help clean it up. Heck, I might even be able to make some money off it. I might say, hey, you know, you give me $50 and I'll come over here every week and I'll mow your lawn. Or I'll hire a kid to mow your lawn. Heck, if you won't even concede to that, maybe I should just mow your lawn for free with your consent. You know? And what it boils down to is it's, you know, even though I don't like the looks of your property, it is your property. And if I don't like looking at it, maybe I should build a fence. Maybe I should move. Maybe I should buy your property. Maybe I should hire you to clean up your own yard. You know? If it means that much to me, maybe I should, you know, pay you and say, hey. Here you go. Here's so much money a week. I want to see that trash gone, those trees trimmed, that grass mowed. You know? Crazy as that sounds, but no, typical American practice is, oh, I'm going to call the local police and complain. I'm going to complain to the mayor. These people are ugly. They're ugly. We got to do something about them. Like, what next? Going to have obesity laws? You going to throw all the fat chicks in jail because they're ugly? Make them do hard exercise until they're skinny again? And charge them money for the favor? I throw that out as, you know, an outrageous example, but I've seen enough strange stuff happen so far that I'll probably regret that I threw that out there, because somebody will probably go for it. Occasionally we joke about them banning baseball bats and knives, only to find out in some countries that's exactly what they're doing. Because there aren't any guns to do gun violence with. So their gun violence level is zero, but they still have a high crime rate, and the criminals are using baseball bats and kitchen knives to accomplish it. So they're banning those. Like, really? Hey, kid, you got a license for that baseball bat? Where's your registration? Yeah. All right. Well, all right. I give up. I'm hoping Kano called in. I'm hoping his podcast is a lot more exciting. I didn't run across enough stuff this week to be fully prepared for anything. Yeah. All right. Good night, folks. Talk to you later. You can find information about this podcast at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where the last podcast will be posted for both ScrapGov Scrap and D&D. And you'll find our disclaimer off on the side. At the top of the page, you'll find a phone number. It's 515-604-9926. If you call that number, a nice female voice will come on, and she'll ask you for an access code, and you'll enter 128374, hashtag, or pound key, whichever you prefer to call it. And she'll tell you you're now being joined to the discussion. And at which point you can either press *6 and be muted, or introduce yourself and talk to us. And we'd be happy to have it happen, because some of these conversations can go on for a couple hours, and we like that, because it's much more fun to have a friendly conversation. So, anyway, so good night, and I hope to hear from you next week. Bye.